From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel has removed metal detectors from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, but thousands of Muslim worshippers continue offering prayers outside the mosque in protest. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli policemen at the site known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary and to Jews as the Temple Mount. The decision by the Israeli government was welcomed by the UN's Special Coordinator for Mideast Peace, Nikolai Mladenov.
I welcome last night's decision by the Israeli Security Cabinet to remove the metal detectors while ensuring the security of visitors and worshippers to the holy sites. I hope that the cabinet decision will lead to calming of the current tension and will enable a return of worshippers to the Holy Esplanade.
American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone said Israel's decision was clearly a concession.
Many Israeli journalists were saying that, in fact, Israel's position is weakened by having taken a stand which was initially unreasonable and then being basically forced to back down.
Israel introduced other non-intrusive security measures in place of the metal detectors that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Waqf, the religious body that oversees Islamic sites, insist are still unacceptable. A Spanish rescue group Tuesday said it found nearly 170 migrants alive. However, they also found 13 that had died in a rubber raft drifting in the Mediterranean Sea. The Proactiva Open Arms NGO said the rescue effort occurred about 24 kilometers north of the Libyan coastal town of Sabratha. This is VOA News. Following French-mediated talks, the Prime Minister of the UN-backed Government of National Accord in Libya, Fayez al-Sarraj, and leader of the Libyan National Army, Khalifa Haftar, agreed Tuesday to a conditional ceasefire, pledging to hold elections next year.
Le courage qui est le vôtre aujourd'hui.
French President Emmanuel Macron said the decision was courageous and represents an effort at national reconciliation. Libya has been wrecked by chaos since the ouster of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. But Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal is dubious.
Mr. Sarraj doesn't have any military force to enforce the agreement or the contract. The allied forces, particularly the French, may have moral support behind them, but they do not have material support to be able to enforce it.
Haftar, who has pledged loyalty to Libya's eastern administration, has refused to recognize the Tripoli government. A U.S. Navy patrol boat fired warning shots at an Iranian vessel in the Persian Gulf that came dangerously close to the U.S. warship Tuesday. It's the first incident of its kind during the Trump administration. Regional analyst James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy said it comes after a series of setbacks by Iran and Syria.
The Iranians hadn't done this for some time. They, through their militias and through the Syrian government, challenged the Trump administration in Syria, and in a series of five different confrontations, they had to back down.
Among those, he cited the U.S. cruise missile strike targeting a Syrian airbase and the downing of an Iranian drone. Ailing Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari's office announced Tuesday the 74-year-old leader will return to his official duties as soon as he gets the all-clear from doctors in London. He's been absent from the West African country since May 7 for treatment of an undisclosed illness. As the Venezuelan opposition prepares for a two-day general strike Wednesday and Thursday, two more people nominated to be in the alternative Supreme Court in defiance of President Nicolas Maduro's government have been arrested. The opposition is demanding Mr. Maduro abandon his plan for an election Sunday to elect a new assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. The death toll from a building collapse of a four-story structure near the Indian city of Mumbai has risen now to at least 17. Search and rescue efforts are still underway for those trapped in the debris. U.S. markets reached new highs in Tuesday trading following strong corporate earnings from fast food giant McDonald's and agricultural equipment maker Caterpillar. The broader market S&P 500 index closed at a record high 2,477 points. Meanwhile, U.S. consumer confidence jumped to a 16-year high this month with an improved labor market. U.S. central bank policymakers are meeting in Washington this week, considering another interest rate hike. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.